This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The Catholic Development Agency, CAFOD, has welcomed the peace deal between the Colombian government and the nation's largest guerrilla group, the FARC, calling it an historic moment. At the same time, CAFOD warns that there are still a number of obstacles lying ahead on the road to lasting peace. The agency paid tribute to the key role of the Catholic Church in Colombia, both as a mediator between the two sides during the negotiations and in a new role of helping people understand the implications of this peace accord and promoting reconciliation. As head of the Latin American desk for CAFOD, Claire Dixon has visited Colombia many times and closely followed the peace process. She spoke to me earlier about her reaction to the peace accord.
I would say it's a historic day for Colombia and for the whole world. This is the longest lasting conflict in the world. It's been lasting for 52 years. And finally, we have got the outcome that everybody in the country has been hoping and praying for.
And what's the mood like in the country? Have you been in touch with people there?
We've been in touch. I think people are living with great hopes. But the real work now is about to start, and people know that there is a big challenge ahead because the peace accords are just the first step of a new stage, and that is for building long-lasting, durable, sustainable, and just peace. And that is the challenge facing the church. That's the challenge that is facing the people of Colombia at the moment after so many years of armed conflict. And really, it's a whole new concept that they have got to work for and achieve.
So what are some of the biggest obstacles that still lie ahead on this road towards a final, lasting peace?
Well, of course, on October the 2nd, first of all, the referendum, which is going to be put to the people to decide whether or not they will accept the terms of the peace accord, is the first challenge. And the political opposition to the current government of Colombia has been very clear that they are not going to support any peace agreement which they themselves have not brokered. And so former President Uribe is leading the challenge to the government to say that government has handed the country over to the guerrillas and that he is going to campaign against it. So, of course, there's going to be the plebiscite on October the 2nd. And the big challenge in the short term for the church is that the church is probably the organization which can do the most to help the people to really think about what they are asking for in terms of the peace agreement. And the church is going to have to put its trust in the people, that the people will be able to decide on the basis of understanding what the terms of the agreement are. And already the church at every level in society is working with communities to explain to them just what the implications are of the peace accords, how people really need to think very seriously about the implications that peace will mean for them. Because, of course, you're going to have former guerrillas and former fighters reintegrating into the community. And the community needs to be able to understand that they need to welcome and embrace the former guerrillas, the former fighters, to try and put the past behind them. But that can't be done without a whole process of reconciliation. And part of the peace agreements is very much about this whole question of compensation and reparations to all the victims, the hundreds of thousands of victims of the conflict during the last 50 years.
Just how important was the role played by the Catholic Church in Colombia as a mediator between the two sides throughout this very lengthy peace negotiations?
The main role of the Catholic Church in this last four-year period has been that of making sure the voice of the victims is heard. And whilst it's been Cuba and the government of Norway which have been brokering the peace talks, the Catholic Church has played a fundamental role. And this is the first time in history that victims of the civil war have been involved in the negotiation of peace accords to put an end to the civil war. The church has accompanied dozens of delegations of victims, of survivors of massacres, to Cuba, to Havana, to the peace talks, so that they can put their case to the parties in conflict. Victims, people who have lost members of their family, people who have been maimed as a result of the conflict, who have gone along and given testimony to the government negotiators and to the negotiators on the side of the guerrillas, the FARC, to say, we need peace. And you must not leave this negotiations table until we have a peace. And that really has been the role of the church, to ensure that the people who have suffered most the result of the war are not the ones who were left out of the final agreement.
And finally, how badly has Colombia as a whole been scarred by this long-running conflict that's lasted over half a century? I mean, presumably most of its population has never known what it's like to live in a country at peace.
Well, indeed. We have a whole terrible litany of crimes, of massacres. For instance, we think, but we will never know, that there is about 220,000 people who have been killed directly as a result of the war. 45,000 people are missing. They've never been found. Their bodies have disappeared. And there are more than 6 million people who've had to flee from their homes and have been living as displaced persons in communities that are not their own. People who have lost their lands, their livelihood, their loved ones. It's a huge journey that they are going to be making. And how on earth to build peace when they have never known peace? It's a real challenge, and that, I think, is the challenge for the church, because throughout the conflict, the church has been that voice calling for peace, but peace with justice, and justice with reparations for the victims. And that, I think, is the key lesson that we need to take forward for the future, because without peace, with justice and reparations, the peace itself will not be lasting.
I was speaking there to Claire Dixon of the Catholic Development Agency, CAFOD.